Chapter 2 Superfast Sports. In 1974, Jimmy Connors won the Wimbledon men's singles title, and Chris Evert won the women's title. He was 21, she was 19. Each of them had grown up in a tennis family and studied with professional coaches. They met, played mixed doubles, started a romance, and got engaged. He ultimately won 148 titles, she won 157. Both were ranked first in the world for more than 5 years. But what they shared most, even after the wedding was called off, was an incredible ability to return serves. A tennis court, baseline to baseline, is 78 feet long. First serves are launched by men and women alike at over 100 miles per hour. A player returning serve has just 400 to 500 milliseconds from when the ball leaves the server's racket until it hits his or her own. Just half a second. David Foster Wallace, the novelist, essayist, and regionally ranked junior tennis player, was an expert on service returns. He recognized that of all the shots played in tennis, apart from quick volleys, the return of serve is unique because the decision about how and where to return the ball must be made in a time period so short that it precludes deliberation. Temporally, we're more in the operative range of reflexes, purely physical reactions that bypass conscious thought. And yet an effective return of serve depends on a large set of decisions and physical adjustments that are a whole lot more involved and intentional than blinking, jumping when startled.